morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 18th. You'll be interested to know, 232 years ago, today in 1793, President George Washington laid the cornerstone of the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C., marking a foundational moment in democratic governance and a celebration of human aspiration and unity. This inspiring act, by laying the first stone of what would become the seat of the legislative branch, symbolizes the enduring human achievement of building institutions for freedom, progress, and collective decision-making, and continues to stand as a beacon of civic purpose. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions will get choppy as the day progresses, with heights building to 2 to 4 feet by the afternoon. Winds are currently onshore at 4 miles per hour, increasing to onshore at 10 miles per hour later on. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4.5 feet at 8:30 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Friday features 2 to 3 feet of clean surf early with light southwest winds. Conditions become choppy by midday as winds increase. Saturday sees similar sizes but shifts to choppy conditions in the afternoon with winds picking up from the west. Expect steady 2+ feet surf on Sunday with cleaner conditions early, making it the best day of the period. This morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 76 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:51, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:37. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., then a slight chance of more, with partly sunny skies and a high near 74, along with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 69 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday with partly sunny skies and a high near 72. Friday night will bring patchy fog after 11 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 69. Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and partly sunny skies, with a high near 72. Saturday night will have patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Sunday also has patchy fog before 11 a.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 72. Sunday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 69. On Monday, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 74. Monday night will have patchy fog after 5 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Unified officials are reconsidering plans to eliminate middle school grades at 1K-8 school south of the 8, following significant pushback from parents at Bethune. Last week, the district announced intentions to close middle school grades at four K-8 schools, citing low performance and graduation rates, which caught parents and staff off guard. Superintendent Fabiola Bagula acknowledged that while other schools may underperform, Bethune has demonstrated better success, leading her to pause the closure decision. Parents mobilized quickly, expressing concerns about transferring students to Bell Middle, which has a troubling reputation for low performance and high suspension rates. Bagula plans to hold community meetings before making a final decision on Bethune's future, emphasizing the need for data-driven choices that serve the community's best interests. Now on to sports. The Cubs secure their first trip to postseason since 2020. After clinching the National League Central title with an 8-4 victory over the Pirates, the Cubs celebrated their achievement. Manager Craig Counsell emphasized the importance of acknowledging this milestone. Players embraced the moment, with champagne flowing and excitement filling the clubhouse. Nico Horner remarked on the significance of celebrating after a full season. The Cubs scored 4 runs in the first inning, including back-to-back home runs by Ian Happ and Moises Ballesteros. With 10 games left, the Cubs continue their quest for a 4th World Series title. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Miami is at Buffalo on Amazon Prime Video. The Bills are favored by 11.5, with the over-under set at 50.5. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Citi Field in New York, the Padres won over the Mets 7-4. Manny Machado hit a tie-breaking granny in the 5th inning to secure the victory. Alejandro Morejon earned the win with 1.1 innings and 0 earned runs. Suarez recorded his 39th save. The Friars finished with 12 hits and 0 errors, leaving 9 runners on base. San Diego's record improves to 83-69. This morning, the Padres clash with the Mets in New York for the final game of this 3-game series. Randy Vasquez is 5-6 with a 3.72 earned run average, faces Jonah Tong, who is 1-2 with an 8.49. First pitch at 10:10 at Citi Field under partly cloudy skies and 76 degrees. In top news, citizen scientists discovered a ghost ship that had eluded historians for nearly 140 years, lying at the bottom of Lake Michigan. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeological Association announced that the F.J. King, a ship missing since 1886, was found by a team led by Brendan Vailod. Using a remotely operated vehicle and sonar, the team located the 144-foot schooner off Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin. Vailod expressed disbelief at the swift discovery, noting it had been a long shot. The ship sank during a storm, and its crew was rescued by a passing vessel. In business news, in London, hundreds of high-end sport utility vehicles usually roll off Jaguar Land Rover's production lines every day. This month, they have fallen silent due to a major cyber attack. The breach prompted the company to power down its operations, which could cost tens of millions of dollars and threaten numerous jobs. Jaguar Land Rover is now racing to restart its systems with the help of cybersecurity experts. The process will take time and has extended the shutdown to September 24th. The hack has compromised some data, though initial reports indicated no stolen customer information. The company is working with the United Kingdom's National Cybersecurity Center to investigate the hack. Members of Parliament are urging the Treasury to support the supply chain. This situation arrives as the company faces challenges from increased tariffs and declining profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1%. To about $118,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over 4,600. And XRP is up 3% to $3.10. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. This overlooked workout is key to aging better. Scientists say power, or your ability to move quickly, is one of the first fitness skills to fade with age. You might feel strong, but if everyday movements feel slower, there's a reason. As we age, we lose our ability to move quickly. This aspect of health is called power, the capacity to generate force fast. Power training can protect your mobility, independence, and strength as you age. A 2007 study found high-velocity resistance training was more effective than traditional strength training for older adults. You do not need to be an athlete to train for power, as it can make daily activities feel easier. Entertainment news. Ben Stiller will star in a new Apple TV Plus limited series after stepping back from directing Severance. After the success of Severance, Stiller has signed on to act in a rare role. He will star alongside Jessica Chastain in an 8-part limited series called The Off Weeks. The series follows a writing professor, played by Stiller, going through a messy divorce while engaging in a romance with the mysterious Stella West, portrayed by Chastain. Chastain will premiere her first Apple TV Plus project, The Savant, on September 26. Stiller has also created a documentary feature about his parents, titled Stiller and Mara, Nothing is Lost, arriving in October. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, Barbara Tetchman. And she said, "Books are the carriers of civilization. Without books, history is silent, literature dumb, science crippled, thought and speculation at a standstill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.